Good morning, YouTube. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd of May, 2019. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:04, here in Pineville, Missouri. And the rain has stopped, so we're getting a little dry, drying out. Glad to have you with us this morning, and hope you're having a good week. We made it to hot day. Well, this morning we're reading from the Daily Light, a compilation of the King James Authorized Version of the Bible. Peace I leave you with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The world passeth away in the lust thereof. Surely every man walketh in vain. Surely they are disquieting in vain. He heapeth up riches, knowing not who shall gather them. What fruit had ye then those things where ye are now ashamed, for the end of those things is death? John 14:27-17. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part. I would have you without carefulness. Good morning, Jake Dresney. Jake Dresney, or welcome aboard. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Welcome aboard, Bashira Shalan. Good to see you this morning. The Lord of peace himself give you peace always, by all means. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord in his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, 24-26. All those scriptures is peace. Peace. Scripture tells us in another place that they will cry peace. Peace, that there will be no peace. And then it says sudden destruction will come upon him. Wars and rumors, wars. We hear that day, don't we? Anytime I turn on any kind of news, whether it's fake news or alternative news, whatever, everybody's talking about potential war in Iran, Venezuela, Syria, starting up again in Iraq, Pakistan, India. Back in February, a lot of people don't know this, but on a specific day in February of this year, Pakistan and India came very close to shooting off nuclear warheads at each other. I've been discovered. Very close. We didn't even know about it. We didn't know what was going on. Well, it's nice that we have the Word of God as our refuge. You know. Our wisdom is not found in the wisdom of men, but our wisdom is found in Jesus Christ. You know, by strength no man shall prevail. 1 Samuel 2:9. We don't live in and of our own strength, do we? You know, it is God that works in us with his own good pleasure. When we die, these bodies are going to return to dust. Our soul is going to return to God. Spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12:7. So, when we think about our lives, my wife was commenting to me a while ago. She said, you know, sometimes it seems like a nightmare, this world, because people have so rejected God's word. And she said, they just totally rejected words. Yes, they do. But we have to realize that the truth of his word has been revealed to us by the Spirit. And there's nothing we have to boast of, because we were dead in our trespasses and sin. And we realize that our victory is in Jesus Christ, in imputed righteousness. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? 15:55. So we which have believed do enter into rest. We have a peace that passes all understanding. You know? And there is a rest of the people of God. You know? And we rest in the reality that God is in control of all things. He has the whole world in his hands. He is always right. And he's always chosen us to be. Forgiveness of all our iniquities. Our sins are cast as far as the east is from the west in the sea of forgiveness. And we have over us the banner of love, Jesus Christ. Unfathomable riches in Christ. He redeemed our life from destruction. Our Redeemer is strong. Our Lord is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. All of those that have been given the faith to believe on Jesus Christ have been given everlasting life. We're dead. We're hid. Our life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. When he shall come to be glorified in his, to be admired in all them that believe. 2 Thessalonians 1:10. Christ Jesus is the one who's made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We speak the wisdom of God and mystery, even which fell before the world unto our glory. The mystery from the beginning of the world have been hid God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. All things were made by him and for him. We're told if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. James 1:5 and James 3:17. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. We'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Isaiah 26:3. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Well, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come. John 14:27, Revelation 1:4. We have to realize that God is our strength. He's our Abba Father. We cry out to him, and he shows us mercy, undeserving as we are. And we are told that all we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of his people. The name shall be called Wonderful. The Word was made flesh dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. They shall call us an Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. For he shall save his people from their sins. I hope that these scriptures resonate with you this morning. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalm 48:14. So when everything around us looks bleak and questionable, and there's wars and rumors of wars, let us realize it's like that. And even that even includes war, does it? He says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Welcome aboard, Kimmy. Good to see you this morning. I know it's the morning in Australia. It's about 6 o'clock, I'm here, 6:15. Most gladly, therefore, will I rest in my infirmities. Sometimes it's not easy to do, is it, to rest in our infirmities? But the God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. He giveth power to the faint, and then might he increase his strength. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness. I do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Well, he then hastened to you. Let's run with patience the rest that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Good to know, isn't it? He authored it, and he's going to finish it. There's nothing more encouraging than going to the Word of God for strength. I've often told people, if you ever get really discouraged, and you're ready to throw in towels, so to speak, my exhortation to you is to go to the Psalms, and my mainstay through the years. Wow, Ashley. Ashley says it's 9 o'clock at night, Wednesday night there. Wow. But anyway, the Psalms are such an encouragement. It doesn't matter where you go to the Psalms, you can gain encouragement. You don't even have to, if you're so discouraged, you don't even know where to look. Just open the Psalms up, start reading. Psalm 8, I just opened the Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is the name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion for the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and all beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And I want to conclude this morning by reading Psalm 91, one of my favorite psalms. He dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High my habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, a young lion dragged shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him, I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with all I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, I want to welcome aboard Bob Pugh and Ross Hancock, who just joined us. Even though we're coming down to the conclusion of this devotional this morning, I want to encourage each one of you to read the Psalms whenever you get discouraged, and read the Psalms. And since these gentlemen have just joined us, I hope that Mr. Durense and Mr. Shalan will bring you reading. I'd like to read Psalm 19. We read 91. Now we're going to flip it around and read Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth and denieth. There is no speech nor language which is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. Coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Who is the bridegroom? bride is Jesus Christ. Who's the bride? His church is his bride. His blood-bought people is his bride. His going forth is from the end of heaven, the circuit unto the ends of his theater. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statute of the Lord is right heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold, sweeter than also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, and my redeemer. Well, it's a good scripture to end on. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I hope that you have a blessed Wednesday today, and I hope that the Word of God is your refuge and your strength, and the Holy Spirit will be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.